Too funny, too funny. So yes, a song about financial literacy, rock song. Thank you, Suno. Want to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and that is financial education, right? This is the foundation of my material prosperity triad, but it's just something that doesn't get taught enough. We don't really have a financial literacy class in school. Probably the closest you get are word problems in math, and nobody wants to do word problems in math. but it's one of those things that is incredibly, incredibly important to having a successful life, one where you don't have to live at home. So financial literacy is so critical. And, here's the deal. The way I always explain this is when we're in school, when we're young, right? You're in elementary, middle, high school. You get a report card, twice a year, you get your semester grades. Every 9 weeks, you get, a grade. And every 4.5 weeks, you get a progress report, right? How am I doing? So you get the progress report so you can know, I've got a D in math. I should do something about that, right? And so you can correct and here's your grades. This is how you're doing. For adults, once we graduate school and college and all of that, right? For adults, we don't look at our report cards. But here's the thing. We all have report cards, right? As an adult, your report card is your financial statement, for better or worse. Now, there are other measures. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about that. But I remember Jim Rohn had one of his programs that when he was talking about self-improvement with kids, he goes, I always start with money, right? Now, is money the only measure? No. Is it even the most important one? Not necessarily. But here's the thing. It's easy to count. And if there are issues with your financial statement, there are probably issues in other areas of your life too. So we start with the one that's easy to count. And so I love that concept with kids. It's one of the things that I talk to my kids about, right? In fact, I would say that my youngest probably has a better performing stock portfolio than most of the adults I know. Not huge numbers, right? But, he's looking at it. He bought NVIDIA early, just saying, right? But it's understanding how does money work, right? And so that's why financial education is so important. Because here's the deal. When, as an adult, your adult report card is your financial statement. Now, here's the thing. How often are you looking at your report card? It should be just like school. Every 4.5 weeks, so monthly, progress report. Every quarter, it's a little bit more detail. Let's look at our look at our ratios, look at all of that, and then once a year, big test, how am I doing? How did I perform over the last year, right? Because so many people, myself, have been there where we're trying to survive. not so much, how am, my saving, what all of this. And so I want you to take the time to really look at your financial education and your financial numbers, right? That's the financial statement. One, learn how to create a financial statement, you know, profit and loss, income, right? It's where's the money coming from and where's it going, right? There are ratios that you need to know about yourself. Let's see, we got debt to income ratio. So how much money are you paying out in debts versus how much money are you getting in, right? Pretty simple. But there have been times in my life where I wasn't watching that and I was spending more than I was earning, but it was all going on credit cards and other things where it wasn't super, I scanned the card, it still works, I'm good, right? I dug myself in a pretty deep hole doing that. What's our savings ratio? How much are you saving versus your gross income, right? And, probably the question that should come before that is, are you saving, right? And I'll do the look over the glasses thing for that one. Because we all know we need to save, and it doesn't have to be huge amounts, right? Start small, right? Start putting some money away, and when it goes in savings, it doesn't come out, other than like life-threatening things. It's like my son the other day, he's 14, and he wanted, it's like, can I take some money out of my investment account for, I don't even remember what it is he wanted to buy, but it was a larger item. And I'm like, no, actually, we can figure out other ways to get you to make money, but you're not, once it goes into investing, it stays there, right? It goes into savings, it stays there. So there are tons of different ratios that I could go through, credit utilization, your net worth, your assets to, investment to assets, total assets. There are tons. This is not meant to be a a full treatise on all things. But what I will tell you is understand your ratios. Know your report card, right? Because what you don't want to do is get to 60, 70 years old and go, oh, I should probably look at my report card. Oh dear, I have an F in investing, right? It's too late. I mean, where I am right now, if I didn't have anything, I'd be in serious trouble. Right. I'm 55. I can save some, but let's be honest, 10, maybe 15 years of real productivity or, in there that, in the standard world, not good. Now, starting a business, sure. Let's just say income doesn't stop just because you get older, right? But in general, for most people, our prime productivity times are, 25 to 45, 55 maybe, right? From a savings perspective. And so start now, right? And was it the old adage, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, the next best time is now? All right. The other thing that I want to kind of touch on. So first, foundation, understand your financial ratios. Where are you? Right. And then now let's look at how do we start making money work for us? One of my favorite books is Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and his Cash Flow Quadrant, those two. After that, there's some good ones, but they start getting a little weird. But I really like his idea, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, what the rich teach their kids about money that the poor people don't. What it really boils down to is how do you make your money work for you? And that's through investments, and that's building assets. And one of the things that I love about that book is the definition of asset. Like my house that I'm in, for the normal accounting world, this is an asset, right? It's worth more than I owe on it, right? And hopefully that's the situation for you. There's a period where that was not always the case, right? But it's not an asset. An asset puts money in your pocket, and a liability takes money out. So if I were to stop working today and not have any more income from my hours, this house would eat me alive, right? Between mortgage payment, between taxes, between electricity, right? Maintenance, all of that, that's money out, no money coming in, right? Now, I have a rental house, right? That is an asset because it's producing money for me, right? What, you know, if I'm not working, it's still producing money. And so assets, you know, I guess the easiest way, the one I like, is where if you are no longer working, assets feed you and liabilities eat you, right? And so one of the biggest challenges that I had when I first was hearing that was like, I don't, you know, at the time, I don't have money to buy this huge rental house, right? I don't have $40,000 to invest. I don't, right? It doesn't have to be that. Find a way to create, have money coming in, whether it's, you know, buying a stock that produces dividends. Is it a, you know, right now, money market accounts are very good. They're producing like 5%. Okay. That's assets. It's feeding you, right? If you stop working, that's going to keep producing money. It can be a business, right? Where you don't have to put in the hours to make it create money. So, some things like there are some network marketing companies that are good. There are some like real estate businesses that, you know, and any business that can run without you classifies as an asset. So look for things. And that's the biggest, I would say the biggest piece of this is it's the mindset of looking for assets, right? I think it's the reticular activating system in the brain, right? You know, as soon as you buy a certain car, you start seeing those cars everywhere. You know, I got a Tesla and suddenly there are Teslas everywhere. You know, you buy a certain shirt. It's like with these habit shirts that I wear a lot. You know, I'll see people that's like, I've got that exact same shirt. It's because our brain is looking for that thing, right? We've told our subconscious that, you know, the habit shirts are important because I own them, right? And so I see them everywhere. The same is true for assets. If you are looking for what, how can I, even small things, create income, create assets, you will start to see them pop up. You know, another way to train your brain is by reading books. You know, there's a good one that I have on my bookshelf, you know, Tony Robbins' Money Master the Game. It's a good read. And there are fun ways too. One of the things that I like is the cash flow game. This is actually Robert Kiyosaki wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad to sell this game. That was his whole thing. But it's, you know, how do you get out of the rat race? The whole idea of it is creating assets, right? That's the purpose of that game, which I'm going to try to start a group to play that. So if you're local to me, let's connect. I'm thinking of doing a group to get together to play that game, but that's an aside. So be on the lookout for assets. How do I create income in my world, right? And then the last piece that I will leave you with is, what is your mindset on money? You know, what do you, what's your financial identity around, right? There are many of us that have a stigma around money, right? I can remember many times my parents and grandparents and other people kind of railing against the rich. And, you know, I don't want to get into a big philosophical thing because there are definitely some challenges with our current what I call Darwinistic capitalism system. But at the same time, money is not an evil thing, right? And it's not a bad thing. And yet so many of us have this, you know, subconscious, if I make lots of money, if I become wealthy, I'm somehow bad. You know, money is the root of all evil kind of thing, right? Which is a misquote. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. But what is your relationship with money? Because if your story that you tell yourself is money is bad and I want money, that causes a problem, right? And you will like start to achieve some and then somehow it gets sabotaged and things happen. The universe, we keep ourselves in balance. So really take time to look at what is your relationship with money? How do you feel about it, right? And just be in tune with that, okay? So financial intelligence is very, very, very important in today's world. So, you know, I hope this has helped you get a little bit closer to figuring out your financial world. So, you know your ratios, understand what is where you are. Like, look at your adult report card, right? Figure out a way to create assets and accumulate true assets and understand what is your relationship with money. And do those three things, and that will absolutely move you towards living your life to the third power. So, yeah. Now, if you want to know more kind of stuff like this, one of the things that, you know, as you can see scrolling along the bottom here is, you know, I'm looking for people to help me get started my roundtable program, right? I've done a very soft launch, just saying it's there, because I've got a lot of the trainings that I need to do, and I want people to be part of that can help found the round table, right? To be live on the trainings that I'm doing, stuff like this, right? Where I go deep into each of the different areas of my triad system, going into, you know, setting goals, creating our purpose, right? All of those pieces that are going to be part of the permanent community and membership site, I want to do it live. I don't want to just sit here and talk to the camera by myself. I want to have some people where we can have some interaction. So if you're interested in something like that, you can go to the link there and join the roundtable. And we will be starting that up next week. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So if you are interested in being more and being a knight of the round table, join me. Let's have some fun. All right. So that's enough for today. Hope everybody has a great day. Look at your adult report card. It's important. And until then, keep living your life to the third power, and we shall talk tomorrow. tomorrow, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the Third Power Life podcast. Before you go, one quick question for you. Where are you on the path of life? Are you just drifting through your life? Are you fully in command, somewhere in between? Well, you can find out where you are now by taking my new Commander Survey. It will tell you where you are on your growth journey and how to move yourself to the next level. You can find the link on the screen or in the show notes. Now, all I want to know now is, where do you stand?